We're back on the Boss Man Showtime with the Boss Report. Boss Man with Nacho Man, Neek, the one only himself out of the 901, out of TSU. He's a Tiger, even though I don't go over there that much. He still do. What do you do, Neek?
I'm good, man. How you feeling?
I'm good, bro. Hey, good to have you back 2 weeks in a row. Hey, week two of the Boss Report after 7 years, man. I'm loving it, brother.
Right, I see.
Yes, indeed. Folks, been waiting on it. Time for it. It's here. It's the Boss Report. Neek, first story. Nasty Nevadius, my man Future, ignores Eliza Rain's subpoena to share financials with her in a never-ending child support case.
I mean, if he wants it to be over, you got to share the financials.
He ain't doing it, though, bro.
If not, they're going to go by her word. If they go by her word, then she can make up anything. But I don't think she's going to make up just anything like that. So if he wants it to be over, give the financials.
He need to be mixing a Trojan, bro.
He shouldn't be. Man, need to be wearing Trojans for the rest of his life.
Like, come on, bro. Like, really, Future? Future, my guy, but come on, man. Come on, bro. Mixing a Trojan.
All you gotta do is get the financials. And it's over. But I think he knows that, and that's gonna mess him up.
Yeah, it's gonna tear him to shreds, bro. It's gonna tear him to shreds. Yes, indeed. Right. But then we got this, bro. Florida man pulls off daredevil stunt by picking golf ball resting on an alligator's tail. Like, why would you do that?
He did what?
Picked up a golf ball off an alligator's tail.
Why would you get one off of it?
A golf ball. And I'm like, why are you doing it, though?
Because Florida.
Like, that's not a stunt. That's called being stupid.
It's Florida.
Well, we got a lot of Florida tonight. I tell you what, a lot of Florida's coming. Trust and believe that, brother.
I got a good feeling there's going to be a lot of Florida.
Well, it's only too much, brother. Too much. And I'll give you back-to-back Florida. Florida man arrested after jumping out of the ceiling of Big Lots to attack cashier who owed him money. Yes. He got up in the ceiling and jumped out and attacked him.
I want to know how long it took him to plan that.
Too long, obviously.
How did he know the floor plans? How did he know all that? I need to see. Look, you know all the plans. I need to see this, man.
Hey, bro, you need a 5-star frog splash out of the sky on his ass.
Wasting no time.
Bro, you gonna hide up in the ceiling and okay, how to get up there first and foremost? You hiding in the ceiling. How you know what time he's gonna be at work to attack him?
Exactly. So you had to stalk him.
Florida. What a terrible state, man. So always doing something.
Huh? It's your state, so.
I know, man. It's terrible, bro. I know. It's terrible. Look at him. Avengers Assembly. Jackie Aina, Alyssa Ashley, and makeup Shayla go in on MAGA makeup YouTuber Esther Essing for blackfishing Trump ass kissing because her Becky brand deals dried up.
That's a lot of words there.
Very.
Can you slow that down and repeat that?
Avengers Assemble. Jackie Aina, Alyssa Ashley, makeup Shayla going on MAGA makeup YouTuber Esther Essing for blackfishing Trump ass kissing because her Becky brand deals dried up.
Oh, so basically, if I'm right, the first one was Jackie, what?
Aina.
Oh, so
Alyssa Ashley.
Both of them. So there's three black girls going against this one Magna loving white girl, basically.
Yeah.
Okay, she probably deserved it.
Yes. Got this. Florida woman stripper arrested for DUI out of trying to eat a t-shirt and pop some on the officer.
Eat a t-shirt,
bro.
And this came out of Florida?
Yes, it did.
I'm tired, bro. We got to get the Florida gift with Butters Bunny and just sew it on. The Florida go, bro.
Man. Dr. Dre agrees to pay a strange wife $2 million in spousal support while he recovers from his brain aneurysm. Ain't that hell? The man laid up is agreeing to pay him money, like why he's laid up and drugged up.
It's probably because they agreed before that. When did they agree?
It says while he recovers. So tell me why it's probably already in the hospital.
It's probably did that like a day before. But I don't think that's the reason why he's in the hospital, though.
He said he was real stressed. He's been real stressed.
I mean, divorces are stressful. Especially when you got a lot of stuff to sort out, too. It ain't like he's just a regular person. But even regular people got to go through divorce for a long. That's the average, Rob's told. Even regular folks' divorce lasts a year. So, yeah, that divorce probably stressing them out a little bit.
No, the odd divorce I like when they still live in the same house and sleep in the same bed together while getting a divorce. Those are the ones I love.
Those are the funniest ones to me.
So you getting a divorce, but you letting the same bed with the same person you're getting a divorce from. Interesting.
Hey, get it how you live.
No doubt. Get this. Florida woman arrested for setting boyfriend's crotch on fire after he wouldn't lick her 10 toes down.
What's up with women and burning folks, man? What's up with this? What's up with this lately? I've been seeing too many women burn people.
And over toe sucking at that. Like, that's... He's not Rex Ryan. Stop that.
Toe sucking?
Yeah, she wanted her 10 toes licked. He wasn't do. He wasn't down with the Baduzzi.
Yeah. Gotta be Florida. Gotta be.
Yeah, I mean...
Look, it's a lot of things you can burn somebody for. I don't think sucking your toes is one of them.
I don't know why this is a thing anyway. I mean, I don't understand that anyway. I never have understood toe sucking. I don't know. I don't even get why this is a thing.
It's been a thing for years. Since the 90s.
Like, I have no desire to put anybody's feet in my mouth or my feet in their mouth. No desire. None.
You must see, don't drink your juice in the hood by being a menace, whatever side potential movie.
Probably, I have not seen that movie. I have.
Oh, okay, well, I can't make the joke, man.
I have not seen that. Brian, I ain't seen that movie. I ain't see that movie.
I guess don't be a menace and stop since about drinking juice. Yeah, my bad. Yeah.
Look at here. Kim Kardashian intends on getting custody of the kids, full custody of the kids from Kanye West. Warns divorce could get real ugly.
Okay, divorce.
This is what you do when you get with tricks like that, man. You got to know who you're getting laying down with. This is another example of that.
I mean, she's rich.
Yep, Ray J put her on. As you know, Nick, I used to sell that movie at TSU during my college days. Remember my blue bag with all the stuff in it?
Right. Right, you used to. You did used to have that tape. But I'm just...
And certain poachers bought it for me as well. No names, bitch.
But I think with their situation, that one's going to be a little harder and just as much as Dr. Dre's is. Both of them going to be hard. So, but this one has little kids involved. So now they got to work out visitation, child support.
It can't be no alimony involved. They're both rich.
It's gonna happen. It's gonna happen.
Sucks to be them. Sucks to be them. Nick is on. Get ready to get upset. Florida woman arrested for cutting off her man's Johnson for not rubbing baby oil on her booty after her shower.
Sound like one of your girls.
You funny. You think you funny?
Jerry wouldn't let me do this on Burnham, okay?
If she cut him off, he wouldn't give baby all rub a booty with baby off the shower. I mean, that's crazy.
Wow. Of all the things to burn somebody. Like I said, there's plenty of good reasons to burn somebody.
Or cut somebody Johnson off. Don't do that, though.
But to do that?
Trying to make... She bobbedy that man for not putting baby oil on her.
Exactly.
Nothing serious. He's the worst one where baby oil on after the shower. And he lost his Johnson for it.
Florida, man.
Bruh, the story said he's waiting reattachment. How long is reattachment?
How? Me ain't no waiting, bro. Man.
How do you? What do you mean? Wait for reattachment? I don't know. Like, no, reattach me right now. Not waiting for reattachment.
Unless they got to do some veins, look at the veins and stuff like that.
Gets better for you, Nick, in Florida.
Oh Lord, again.
Florida man arrested for going into the church attacking the pastor with a bat because he caught the pastor creeping with his woman after hours.
Yeah, that was bound to happen.
Think about it. The man goes in church with the... Now, why are you in church? Only God knows. But you're in church in the middle of a pandemic. You're doing your sermon. He comes in with a bat and crowns you with it.
But why in the middle of the sermon, though? That's the tough part. The middle of the sermon?
Yes! Walked in there with a bat like he in a hardcore match or something. Go march right to the pulpit and crown him with the bat multiple times before leaving.
My thing is doing the service. Cause you leaving witnesses.
Exactly. You getting convicted of this charge of assault and battery. That's a conviction happening. There's no way to get out of this one.
Right.
Unless you plead down to some lesser.
Very lesser. But my thing is, why do it during the service? We can get away with it somewhat if you caught him off guard. Going to his car or something.
Or catching wings in his study.
Or catch him in his car when he's driving, you're just in the back seat. You beat him in the car. But then again, never mind. I'll just be thinking CSI, they'll get the DNA or somewhere.
Pastor got caught creeping. Supposedly she came with him for counseling and he ended up counseling her in more ways than one, obviously.
Yeah. Man, that's too much, bro. That's too much going on with me.
Man, look. Nasty splits. Sabrina Parr pokes fun at Lamar Odom's finances amid breakup.
Who?
Sabrina Parr, Lamar Odom's supposed fiance, that they broke it off. Making fun of him for being broke after the breakup.
What did you get out of that?
Being petty, obviously.
That's some petty shit right there.
Petty.
If it's over, leave it alone. That's just petty shit to me.
Most definitely. Back to Florida. Florida man drives excavator to the maternity entrance to get his to extract his baby mama having another man's baby.
He did what?
He wants to extract her from the maternity ward for having the new man's baby, his baby mama.
He wanted to take her out?
Yes, with an excavator, yes.
Bro, I'm tired. No.
Don't you love Florida?
Had to be Florida. Just had to be Florida. All the stuff to think about it, it just had to be Florida. It just had to be Florida.
Hey, this story is crazy right here. It says, don't come out the house. 21 Savage hilariously harangues YK Osiris for his harrowingly hideous and undoubtedly ugly Gucci jacket on Instagram Live.
I saw it. It was hilarious.
I did too. It was crazy, man.
It was an ugly ass jacket.
Looks like one of them jackets that Damon Jones would be wearing.
With some ugly ass pants.
Mm-hmm.
Just because it's Gucci doesn't mean it got style, bro.
See, I boycott Gucci. I don't shop there.
I mean, I can't shop there anyway, but I'm just saying, like, just because it's Gucci.
Exactly. It's gonna be nice. Ooh-wee. Man, look. Florida man rides an airboat on neighborhood streets, gets arrested for it.
What did they arrest him for?
Riding an airboat in the street in a proper vehicle.
Oh, that's what it's called?
Mm-hmm.
That's why I asked, because I've never known that.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's funny. That's funny.
Only in Florida, airboat. Man.
An airboat. How far did it go?
He was going 50 miles per hour.
On concrete?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's Florida. They don't know.
Wow. Wow. Wow.
Keep this in mind later in the hour. You're going to hear something similar. Keep this in mind.
50?
He hot-wired it up. He rigged it up.
All right, I just gotta get over that, but wow.
Let me go and give it to you right now. You're gonna love this. Four Florida men arrested for drag racing riding mowers on Florida streets.
Sound like some King of the Hill shit.
Hey, they have it in North Florida, which number South Georgia extended.
Let's not talk about North Florida. Please don't.
South Georgia extended. That's all it is.
It's basically what that is. But riding mowers. I thought they had like contests for stuff like that. You know what I'm saying?
But we don't have proper licensing and it's not improperly registered with the Florida County clerks. You're going to get busted. Once again, that would only happen in North Florida, in the Panhandle, of course, which I don't go to the Panhandle very often for various reasons.
I'm just trying to figure out, how did they get caught?
Yeah, I think it'd be odd to see four dudes drag racing and riding mowers on the street. I think that's pretty.
No. As soon as the cop comes, that's four different ways you can go.
Florida men, they don't think. They on that meth probably. And it's in the Panhandle too. We're talking about North Florida and the Panhandle right under Alabama.
Ooh, boy.
Mm. So, for all you Versus fans out here, Ashanti and Keisha Cole got postponed again. No more in person. It'll be virtual this time. They should keep it. It was virtual the first few times. Just, I mean, why they going to be having in person now? You know, do what they do with Babyface and Teddy Riley on your own. Do it that way.
I think it's because, you know, people's internet ain't the same.
Or in Teddy Riley's case, he was doing too much.
Let's not bring that up because that was hilarious.
Hey, the meme with him looking back like he was so upset at looking back meme he had, that was funny. Yeah,
that was funny. That's the only thing positive we got out of that.
Man.
My thing is, if they're doing it virtually, you've got to be able to have somebody set it up for both ends correctly. Mm-hmm. That way we won't have no situation where, oh, this music's still going, but you can't hear their music. Hear this, hear that. You got to get the sound right. So,
mm-hmm.
My thing is get the sound right, everything be straight. But that's not going to happen for all of them.
No doubt. Look. Woo-wee. Florida man arrested for dry humping co-worker because her booty was so big. Said, quote, the dress called my name. He's a teacher, too, and a pastor.
He might as well just cut them jobs away. I'm going to find you a new career.
Bruh, I'm an ass man myself. I ain't going to just hop on behind her because her dress talking looking good. I ain't going to do that. I'm an ass man. I'm a known ass man. I ain't going to do all that.
You might as well start a new career. It's simple.
Yeah.
It's how you going to be a teacher and dry hump people.
How about invite her into your room during your homeroom period, or your free period, and see what's good? I know in my high school, teachers got down during the free periods. I know that. I seen it myself, my own two eyes.
Wow. Ah, buddy. Good on that one.
I know teachers who gave students favors at my high school that I know about directly because they taped it on their little phones and showed everybody on the razor.
Ah, Florida.
So.
Where's this Nashville? Is this Nashville at this point or still Florida?
Florida.
Oh, okay. Nah, bro, I'm straight. You might as well just, like I said, you might as well quit being a pastor. Quit being a
teacher. Yeah.
Guess what a lot of people you're going to be working with? Women.
Mm-hmm. Look.
You want to look at you, bro.
Oh, bro, this is bad, bro. This is bad. Ooh-wee. Florida man arrested, bro, for sticking a gas pump up his girl's booty to experiment while pumping the gas because they want to turn on with something different. Think about you get some gas at your local Kroger, Walmart, BP, Mapco when you used to see a cat with a chick bent over putting the pump up her rectum.
Oh, bro.
Only in Florida, right?
Only in Florida.
Man, look. We got Drea Michelle, ex of Orlando Scandrick, is now booed up with Tyrod Taylor, the Chargers' backup quarterback who got his lung punctured by the Chargers team doctor.
Yeah, that was messed up for Tyrod, though. Yeah. I mean, she's free to do who she wants. She's a grown adult. But Tyrod had the worst cup of luck right here.
Bruh, like, she done been around the NBA and the NFL, bruh. And you now you want to save her? Come on, Tyrod.
Nah, I ain't even talking about that. I'm talking about getting this lawn puncher like that.
Oh, but that, yeah. He should, you know, he couldn't sue because he filed a grievance. He would have been blackballed.
Right, that's just crazy, man. But the whole Dame Dre thing, she dumb.
Man, Brother Taylor, prayers up, brother. You made a choice. Oh, good, get this, bro. Florida man arrested for sending a dead rat and threatening his ex-wife with a machete.
Florida and machetes, man. Florida and damn machetes.
Yes. Yeah, that one's pretty.
What did the wife do? Well, no person deserves that, but what did the wife do to him?
Refused to let him come over for some reconciling. You know how it's always about that, probably, or some money.
Or money with Florida. Sex, money, and alligators. That's Florida.
Pretty much. And meth.
That too.
Yeah, and meth. So, yeah. Hey, come on, man. Look, this one's crazy. He got his own business. He got his own place. Portia Williams explains why she got pregnant by Dennis McKinley. Because he got his own business and his own place. Really? That's your standard?
I mean, it's probably more to that, but went to some quick shit. But as far as I'm concerned, look, people have their reason to mess with different people, so I have no comment on that.
Well, it's going to get your comment. Florida women in thongs arrested for fighting in Walmart over some ice cream.
Sure ain't nobody making that no Vine video or something? That sounds like something on Vine.
Yeah. Vine's still a thing. I thought Vine got bought out.
Yeah, Vine is gone, but I'm just saying.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah, I thought I didn't know it was back. Now, speaking of somebody knows back real quick, Black Planet has a Twitter account. I didn't know that until today.
Wow.
They said they're relaunching. I'm like, interesting. that was my 20s at TSU and beyond.
I mean, it shouldn't be hard, but you just got to up the ante a little bit. That's my thing.
But yeah, fighting in thongs over ice cream, a gallon of vanilla ice cream.
In the winter, though?
Yeah, well, Florida's already cold. Remember, it's already cold in Florida.
Walmart is. It's cold.
They didn't say this was more central Florida. So a little bit different climate.
A little bit warm. Oh, boy. They fight like it's the winter. I mean, the summer, my bad. Not winter.
Are you good? We got this. Account suspended. Twitter finally dragged its day late 280 character short ass out of complacency to permanently cancel Capital KKK Crashing Cooper President Cheeto toxic tweeting platform away from his ass. About time, right? 5 years overdue, right?
Honestly, it's been 4 years overdue.
I'm saying 5. We count out down that little.
Oh yeah, the run. It's
clear the run. I'm thinking about 5 years. 5 years too late.
Yeah, but it's too late for that now. The message is out there. He'll find a way. I'm just trying to figure out how Shopify going to ban him too. Because what can he do on Shopify?
Sell his MAGA gear.
But don't they got like some official other thing way to do that?
Stripe stopped him as well.
Oh. Well, it took him too late.
Mm-hmm. Oh man. Here we go. Of course he's from Florida. White capital insurrectionist rider who stole Pelosi's lectern. Arrested with a felony in Florida.
Okay. How the hell did he get all the way to Florida?
He got on a plane after the riot.
But how did he put that in? Did he have a bag?
I guess they let him. I guess they went through. I went through a check-in. It was good to go. He lucky he went on Spirit. That would have cost him a whole mortgage. Spirit.
They would cost him a mortgage with American.
Like, man.
He got a student loan if he had the Delta.
Oh, don't mention Delta to me. That place and it still employs a certain dude who called me for our taping. Yeah. That place. Yeah.
But my thing is, how to get on that plane and nobody saying nothing.
Well, you know why.
Also, how long did it take him before he decided to be like, oh, I got to brag about it? Because you know you got to brag about it. You
of
know
course.
He's going to brag on it. So as soon as he brings it out, I'm ratting him out right then. Automatic rat out.
Boy, boy, boy. Get this. Yaya Mayweather is a mommy. Welcome some NBA young boy who has his 7th kid at 21 years old.
That's a hell of a lot of responsibility right there.
Another brother need mixing a Trojan as well.
Right. I know he probably takes care of his kids. I ain't got no problem with that. You take care of what you do. Do what you gotta do. But seven?
At 21.
21. And we don't know how old the oldest child is. Bro, that...
We know rap money ain't really real money until you get in it for a while. So we don't really know how much he really has. No, that first advance was really a loan.
I mean, but from what I've seen, he gets a lot of YouTube views, so they even some more money.
And we don't know if he's on papers or not with the kids either.
Right. So for me, I mean, like I said, he probably takes care of his kids, but at the same time, 7 and 21. Nah.
Yeah. Mm. Florida woman Nick arrested after shooting up the draft through window for forgetting to give her some barbecue sauce at Wendy's.
This is the first time I ever heard somebody violate Wendy's like this.
I want barbecue sauce.
Usually it's McDonald's. Some local drive-through spot. Maybe you get a Burger King. But I'm ready to get a Wendy's. And this is the first time I get a Wendy's right here.
Mm-hmm.
First time. So, also, barbecues. You could just went to the grocery store and get some Sweet Baby Ray's.
Or how about drive back through and say, hey, I need some sauce. Just drive back through. Get some sauce. But nah, I gotta shoot it up.
Nah, I gotta make a big scene. Making a big scene is way better than doing that.
Couldn't believe it. It's Florida, so I'm not shocked by it. Woo-wee. We got Soup Cookie of the United States. Supreme Court Judge Buck Dancing Sambo Clarence Thomas' wife, Jenny, loudly and wrongly encourages KKK Capitol rioters, sending social media love to violent insurrectionists from last week's riots.
He's married?
Yes, to a racist white lady.
Birds of a feather, huh?
He's a BDS, which your man don't quite understand quite is yet, but he's one of those.
I mean, hey, as far as I'm concerned, you shouldn't have did that. That's just not... I don't see the point of her doing that, but you know, racists do dumb shit and they like being dumb. So therefore, it'll be dumb.
Mm-hmm. Well, get this. While at jail, a black brother named Julius Genius dropped a clear bag of white powdered substance at the jail that was tested positive for meth.
He dropped some meth.
Yes, in the jailhouse while he was getting processed.
While getting processed. He's definitely going to jail now. I don't know what he did to get in there.
It didn't say. It's reported that his second offense.
I'm going to take him 2 to 3 years, bro. 2 to 5 years. I don't know how long he's going to get, but it's going to be some years.
You got this. Florida man arrested after snoring loudly at McDonald's after eating 4 Big Macs and 3 fries.
He's arrested from sleeping?
Yes, snoring loudly in the McDonald's. After he had a big order of food.
So you get the itis, get the snoring, and you get arrested?
Yes! He bought 4 Big Macs and 3 small fries.
You get arrested for having the itis now?
Florida, you do.
Is he black? Because that's the only way I can think of.
I don't know what race he is. I can't say that. I don't know what race he is.
Because if I got the itis.
After he bought food from them.
After I bought food from you and I got the itis, I can't take no nap?
Trespassing, bruh.
Y'all still open, though. If y'all still open, shit, I can take a nap. It shouldn't be that bad.
Trespassing, bro.
Huh? That's trespassing?
In Florida, it is, obviously.
Nah, they made this shit up, bro. They made that up. They just fucking found something. They made that up.
Well, it gets better. Florida man calls 911 about McDonald's order, says he has cocaine in his butt.
Why would you rat yourself out like that?
I think he's on that meth or that powder or something. I mean,
he had up his butt, so therefore.
Yeah, he probably had a nice white nose.
Right. Straight on that.
Bruh. Her, again. Lana Del Rey justifies pitifully pale friend group by assuring fans she's dated rappers. She's not a racist. I'm not the one storming the Capitol. I'm literally changing the world. That's like, I have a black friend.
Who again?
Lana Del Rey.
Never heard of her.
Needed that. She's a nobody. We'll move on. She's a nobody. We'll move on from there. She's a nobody. Florida woman, Key Largo teacher, faces child abuse after allegedly spraying children with disinfectant to, quote, avoid getting the virus.
I mean, I can't get mad at that. And the main reason why, because people just be spraying people for no damn reason nowadays. So, she'd been better if she just sprayed down the clothes, though. That's my thing.
She sprayed the kids.
Sprayed the whole face of the kid. Nah. Just spray the clothes. Spray the clothes.
We got this. Blocks too hot. Patriots coach Bill Belichick, political calculist, told him to turn down Donald Trump's Presidential Medal of Freedom after the Capitol coup.
Bill Belichick listen to somebody?
I'm shocked. We know he is a Trump supporter. He supported him in 16. He probably voted for him in 20 again. Turn his man down. That's how toxic this dude is.
My thing is, if you voted for him the first time and the second time, this is maybe if, because I don't know for sure, but you decide not to go to the meet, go to the, to get the medal, I don't know, bro. I don't know. Maybe you're just doing it because your people telling you not to do it, which is in this case.
Yes, Kraft them said they probably not do it because it'll be bad for our franchise and players signing with us.
Right. You have that, or you didn't want to do it for the kindness of your heart. But we all know this is the NFL. I mean, think about it like this. How many black people want to sign with New England anyway?
Unless you have to.
Exactly.
It's a, either you drafted there, traded there, or it's your last option.
Right. Who want to go to Boston? Like, oh,
yeah. And play it in Foxborough.
In the snow.
I'm good. Straight. Yeah, he was just trying to save face, but it ain't going to work. Oh, man. Florida man at Pinellas County Charter School. Dean and his wife rested after providing teen babysitter with some alcohol and marijuana to while watching their children.
You gave your babysitter weed and liquor?
At 15 years old. She 15.
Yeah, you deserve to go to jail on that one, bro. You're not even responsible enough to be an adult at this point. Ain't no fucking way. You wasting good liquor and weed on a 15-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I know 15-year-olds probably have experimented with weed around this time. Maybe dabbling in some liquor. But ain't no way me as an adult going to buy it for them.
Mm-mm.
And give it to them.
No way.
Ain't no fucking way. Do that on your own damn time. Buy your own liquor, child.
Mm-mm-mm.
Or steal it.
Don't exactly.
Be like us back in our day.
Yes.
You gotta steal it. You gotta sneak it around.
Mm-mm-mm. We got this. Florida man arrested whipping out his Johnson to show that the teacher's doing a school pickup for his son.
Just when I think it can't get worse.
Oh, he's trying to call, say, hey, Miss Baxter, Look at here. And he pulled it out for her.
He wanted to do that. He wanted to do that, but at the same time, do that on, don't do that at the school.
It was, we're going to pick up your son. Like, come on, man. Pick up your son. And,
was it elementary school?
Middle school.
Dude, you're going to be labeled a sex offender. I don't get it, bro. Is it worth being a sex offender for the rest of your life?
You do that in private. Like, slide her your number in private. Say, hey, hit me up.
Bro, it's not worth being a sex offender for the rest of your life, bro. It's not worth it. It's not worth it. Why do it? Just, you know, just put it to the side. Send her a dick pic. Get her number or something.
Like, okay, example. Like, when I was playing Jody for somebody back in the day, I was their Jody, right? Took the door to school. I saw the teacher was kind of fine. I kind of just talked to her real fast. Got the number. Simple.
Simple. You ain't got to show your boy in the middle of the damn.
She's like, is this your daughter? No, I told her, no, I'm just a friend. I'm just doing a favor.
My thing is, just get her number rather you expose yourself in front of them
kids. It wasn't that hard. I just whispered to her, got the number, and it was on.
Right. That's all you gotta do.
We traded remember back then, the BlackBerry, the BBM. Got the number on the BBM tip. BBM, then got the number. That simple.
It was better off just, but my thing is,
yeah,
he was better off just doing it. Pull to the side, sweet talk, and get the number. That's it. Don't do, bro, you risk being a sex offender for this?
Exactly. Get this. Florida man robs a convenience store naked and wearing a construction hat. And gets away, it's still on the loose.
I don't know, bro. I wouldn't see no policeman getting no, trying to chase after no naked person.
Yeah, that could go south real fast.
It'll go south. So, I can personally see them not doing that on purpose.
Oh, yeah.
Try this. I can see them just letting it go.
Mm-hmm.
And calling it a day.
Man, look.
Don't hit the bar of the store. Give him his money. Give him the money. Go on about your business. That's what I want to do. I want this damn Robin Stowe too.
Exactly. Like, bruh, it gets worse. Florida man hops into garbage can after robbing his neighbor. Gets caught by a police helicopter hiding in the dumpster behind the cleaners. They go to the dumpster and apprehend him.
The dumpster?
He jumps in the dumpster to hide after robbing his neighbor.
Why would you hide in the dumpster, your neighbor? What's the point of hiding in the dumpster? Your neighbor already know where you live at.
And the police helicopter already got you. Good to go into the dumpster. They locate you.
Right. So you're pretty much done regardless. So
he should have went in the woods and kind of navigated. Then the woods would have saved him to a degree.
If there was some woods around.
Then, or they had to deal with gators, iguanas, snakes, lizards, but I don't know. I would take my chance with them than I would the 5-0.
No, I wouldn't take my chance with no iguanas and stuff. Nah, I'm straight on that,
bro. Now, if you're in North Florida, right, and the iguanas when they go in a state of shock, then they ain't really dead. Would that throw you off?
No, I seen one. I'm just like, that is stupid.
Yeah, they'll be hanging off the tree like frozen. They're not really dead. They're in shock. Because below 50 degrees, they go into a shock almost.
50?
Yeah. So sometimes folks take them and apprehend them. When it gets warm, they wake up and it throws them off. They get attacked by them.
Nah, it's just... Like I said, I've seen them. They froze for like 5 seconds and got back on their way.
Mm-hmm. Luckily, bro, we're our last story in Florida tonight. Last one.
Mostly. You sure about that?
Very sure.
Okay.
Florida man arrested for trying to film a dancer at Pensacola's Gentlemen's Club. He was told no. Fight staff, and you love this. Rock bottoms the guard.
How big was the guard?
5'11"-ish. Took a rock bottom.
How big was the dude that was doing all that?
6'8".
Ain't no way that bodyguard got to go after that, bro. I retire. Ain't no way, bro. 6'8"?
He rock bottomed on the stage.
In front of all these people?
Yes.
In my face.
I have a bigger point here, Neek. Why are you at a strip club in the middle of a pandemic?
I saw that too. I mean,
that's another point that I throw out there. Why are you at the strip club in the middle of a pandemic? The strip club? Why?
Because why not?
How do you socially distance at a strip club with dancers in your face, showing, shaking what they want to shake in your face? Please tell me how. What are the COVID protocols for strippers?
Man, I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah. Last three stories, Neek. Last three stories of the day. This is all news, relevant news up to the day. NBA fans in media debate hot take artist Stephen A. Smith's new take that Kyrie Irving should retire.
Who should retire?
Kyrie Irving, because he's doing too much. You know Stephen A. with his hot takes and his little, you know what he does with his, you know, tap dancing for his master up there at ESPN in Bristol, saying that Kyrie should retire. You know, it's how he always attacks the black athlete but never attacks the white ones, or he attacks the black ones. I'm just saying.
I would say he's inconsistent, but at the same time, that's a dumb take for me. Very dumb.
I echo that very take. Very, very dumb. So, what are your thoughts, Neek, on the four-team trade? Harden gets away out of Houston, goes to Brooklyn to join Kyrie and Kevin Durant. You got Jared Allen and former Atlanta Hawk Taurean Prince going to the Cavaliers. And you got, you know, Oladipo going to the Rockets.
He's got almost everything else they want. Got every draft pick ever.
So what are your thoughts on his trades for, you know, the beard, James Harden, who's on the wrong side of 30, heading downhill, and he's out of shape right now?
I don't think that's enough to stop the Lakers, but also, who's going to have the ball the most?
The fight's coming.
Because James Harden is a primary ball handler.
So is Kyrie.
So it's kind of like, okay, all right, y'all, who's going to pass the ball? Who's going to give that up?
You got to talk about Durant, too.
Yeah, because if Durant coming off the screen, you need to hit him so you get that bucket. Because he is a walking bucket at times. Why would I want to deal with James Harden holding the ball for extra 20 seconds to dribble?
And do a step back three with 2 seconds left on the shot clock. Do a step back three. Let's watch him dribble the ball for 24 seconds. Dribble, pound, 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 pound. Oh, man.
Look, man. Look, I don't know.
I'm going to just say the Nets, you're probably the best in the Eastern Conference on paper. Because I don't trust a certain coach in Milwaukee who I know very well, who I won't mention his name, but you know, he hails from somewhere that I don't want to talk about it right now. So,
right.
I don't trust his schemes in the playoffs. It's be the same scheme. He runs the same plays that he ran in a certain other place I know. And that's unfortunate. He ain't changed the system yet.
Not at all.
Well, Nick, you see it with the Grizzlies. The same plays I saw that Jenkins runs in Memphis. The same, because he came from that same tree and that same system. The same plays that they run, the Grizzlies run.
Most of the same five outside of three.
Five inverted. I shouldn't say that out loud. I should say that out loud. But that's what the plays are called.
That's what they call it. So one playmaker is pretty tall and the other one's shorter than him. Yep, when, I know it was a long time ago, but I didn't say nothing.
When I hear Jenkins call out the plays, I'm like, same plays you run in Atlanta. Same plays the Bucks run. Like, really? The same exact plays. Same exact calls.
Oh, boy.
Final story of the day. Congrats, dumb D-face. The House votes 292 to 197 to impeach insurrectionist in chief Cheeto, making the first president to get impeached twice in history of this settler project that they call the USA.
He's the first one to get impeached twice?
Yes. He wanted to make history. He made history, all right.
Yes, he did.
He's insurrectionist in chief as well. Cheeto in chief. Bankruptcy in chief. Cheat in chief. All that you say about this man. He's the cheat in all of it. Hoo-wee.
How? Like I said, this is the first time this has happened, but at the same time, it's like, we shouldn't be in this situation in the first place. But we're here.
Black folks try to tell these people in 16 about how evil this man was.
I mean, to be quite honest, Hillary Clinton put this out too.
She did.
So.
But remember.
The black people and a white woman.
But remember this. I'm going to call this what it is, the white stream media, which MSNBC, CNN, they push narratives about the emails. Then James Comey coming out being stupid. Then people stayed home and not voted. And let's not forget, voter suppression also hurt Hillary Clinton in Wisconsin, Michigan, and Pennsylvania too. The states that put him in the office. By 77,000 votes, he got in. His cheating, lying, colluding, no good, Cheeto, KFC eating ass.
I thought he liked McDonald's more than he liked KFC.
Both of them. He likes them both equally. And he eats it on a toilet as well. That's just nasty. You eat food on a toilet. Who does? That's just nasty to me. I don't get that.
I mean, he's a weird person.
Very weird. Very, very weird. Well, Nick, before we go, brother, what is your take on today's boss report, man? It's a lot of stories today. What are your overall thoughts on what you heard today on today's report?
Stay out of Florida.
If you are in Florida, don't make your woman mad because it might cost you your junk.
Stay out of Florida for multiple reasons.
Well, I haven't been to Florida since February last year, so I've done that, obviously. Right. I went for the Magic Hawks game. That was the last time I've been. Wow. February 9th to 10th of last year, I think. Almost a year.
Right.
Well, folks, the Boss Report. Follow my man, Nacho Man Neek. Holler at him. Tell him what's good. Tell him you enjoy his commentary. and follow the show at Boss Man Show. Hope y'all enjoy this week's report. We'll be back next week with even more stories from the crazy world of Florida and America in general and the world.
But so, mostly Florida.
Mostly Florida, because it's the worst. Mostly Florida. So, folks, for Boss and Neek, we are out.
Peace.